The impending glacial outburst flood in Juneau's Mendenhall Valley is raising tensions. At a public meeting yesterday, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said a permanent solution is years away. But residents in the flood zone said they need a solution to feel safe in their neighborhoods, and fast. Dominic Walsh's home on Northland Street flooded last year. The temporary levee the city put up this year is meant to protect his home until there's a permanent fix. But he doesn't feel confident in that.
I mean, I don't feel any safer with the HESCO barriers. Maybe a little bit, but not really.
Walsh says he's spent all year recovering from the last flood and preparing for the next one. And it's challenging to imagine that he'll be living with that anxiety for several more years while the federal process unfolds. Craig Loken lives on Emily Way, a street that got hit hard by the flood last August. He says the Army Corps' slow approach is painful to watch.
If it takes 10 years, there won't be anybody left in the valley to benefit from all these studies.
His family has lived in the valley for three generations, but he says they're thinking about moving away, depending on how this long-term solution pans out. The Mendenhall Glacier and Lake are on federal land, so anything built there is under federal jurisdiction. The Army Corps is starting with a technical study to gather all the physical data about the valley. Congress allocated nearly $5 million to it, and officials say it will take a few years to finish. That study will inform another report called a feasibility study. That's where the Army Corps weighs each option and picks one. It could take another couple of years and millions of dollars more. After that, engineers have to design the solution they picked, which could take another couple of years. Then the Army Corps has to build it. Leif Hamus is chief project manager in the Civil Works branch of the Army Corps in Alaska. During Wednesday's meeting at Thunder Mountain Middle School, he explained that the building timeline depends on how big the project is, but that this is a top priority in his office.
We do look for ways to go faster, save time, get us there quicker, but from sort of where we are today to physical construction is multiple years, you know, 6, 7, 10-ish years is not an unreasonable timeline.
Add it all up, and Mendenhall Valley residents can expect a decade or more before there's a permanent fix. Hamus says the Army Corps staff can't change the agency's process because it's grounded in federal laws. But Aaron Stockdale, chief of the planning section of the Army Corps, told residents to speak up since Congress has the power to make things move quicker.
The just build it avenue is not common, but I will say the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
One idea got more attention at the meeting than any other, a dam on Mendenhall Lake. Dave Hanna has lived in Juneau his whole life. Although his place on Auk Lake isn't in the flood zone, he says glacial outburst floods are the most devastating issue Juneau is facing, and he thinks a dam is a simple fix. He went up to the microphone and told the Army Corps as much.
Find out what you've got to build on and then figure out how to build it, because we can't wait 7 years. We just can't.
And many residents agree with him. Bob Deering lives on the Mendenhall River and is a retired engineer who once worked at the Army Corps. He thinks a dam is the only viable solution and says that the process they've laid out is too slow.
Frankly, it's unacceptable. I mean, everybody's going through all this stress right now with the flood, you know, looming above us, and we're going to go through that for another 10 years.
Suicide Basin is expected to be full around mid-August. But National Weather Service forecasters don't yet know exactly when it will unleash the next flood. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.